Hi, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Down in Flames co-writer and co-producer RJ Lewis. RJ, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
So this movie screened at DC Shorts last September, is that right?
That is correct. It was shown as part of the overall festival. It was really a great festival.
What was it like to sit in the audience and see a movie you worked on, you know, getting laughs in person on
the
big screen?
Well, you know, the nice thing is that everybody laughed in all the right places. So that's the thing you're always concerned about. Also, the screening room, which is the same that we're using for DC Shorts Laughs, it's an amazing screen. It's full movie size. It's, you know, an eyebrow is as big as your arm, and to see it on that amazing big screen just was wonderful.
And how did you get contacted to participate in DC Shorts Laughs?
They, when they were putting it together, they let us know that they would like Down in Flames to be part of it, and we, of course, were thrilled because you know, it's getting the film out there, getting people to see it, and getting them involved. That really is such an important part. The advantages of DC Shorts Laughs is, since it's a combination of films and stand-up comedians, it's a very tight evening of entertainment. I mean, they show films and they have people doing stand-up between the films, which will make an entirely, so it's live and it's film at the same time. It's a great idea, and I think it'll be a huge success.
Tell me a little bit about the movie itself. How did you become involved? You're a co-writer of it, correct?
Yes. Well, we got the concept of it while we were at another film festival with a film that we were showing, Beyond Belief, which is about a magician. And we decided we wanted to do something about a fire eater. And being in the variety arts, to being a magician myself, I contacted people who I knew were world record holders for light bulb eating and cigarette eating and all kinds of weird things. So the concept was a fire eater who wanted to set a world record, and his many attempts. Finally, the film is about his big attempt, which is to eat fire while skydiving.
Two things that should always go together.
Shouldn't go together might be the moral of the film. But the skydiving sequences, I mean, there's skydiving, there's sword swallowing, there's fire eating. I mean, this film is full of amazing skills and really amazing talent. We just were able to get really top-notch people to be a part of it, and we're just very excited about it.
Now, I haven't seen the movie yet, but how did you go about shooting the skydiving? Is it like a GoPro camera, or is it green screen?
It was several GoPros attached to the helmets of people as they skydived, and the footage is astounding. When we first saw the footage, the director literally went, "I can't believe it came out this great." So it was, yeah, GoPros on helmets. We also had a cameraman shooting from an airplane. So two planes went up to shoot, and it just the skydive footage is astounding.
And did you end up casting the real fire eater?
Yes, we got a real fire eater named Tony Volcano Valenci, and it's basically his story, and it's basically how he became a fire eater, and this desire to not only make a living but to achieve a world record, to achieve some renown. And a part of it is, it's that desire in all of us to be more than we are, and just how far someone will go to achieve that.
Well, I can safely say that I have never seen a movie with this premise, so it sounds like a riot. You know, laughs will abound, I guarantee you on that one.
Oh, there's many funny sequences, and plus the two people who train him to skydive, Fly Guys, are practically a comedy routine in themselves.
All right, great. Just any other, you know, do you have any other final words about how excited you are to be a part of this thing this weekend?
It's always great to be a part of a film festival on any level, but to be part of a unique live and film event like this is just great. I'm so excited. I will be attending the Friday night show at 9:30, and I'm very excited to see the other films, see the live people, and of course to meet and greet with anybody who'd like to speak to me afterwards.